In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello all and happy Monday. Welcome to week 2 of our journey through Advent. I hope you enjoyed last week as we jumped into this season looking toward the Christmas hope, the Christmas longing that we find in this season. Hey, before we jump into the episode though, I did want to let you know that our December reading plan is up on the website. It's been up for about a week or so, but feel free to go download that. It's got our normal daily evening scripture readings on there that are available for you, but then I've also included the Advent readings that we're going to be doing each day on the podcast for this season of Advent. So encourage you to download that, encourage you to get in the scriptures and read along with us. We would love to have you joining us in those. Well, today starts again week 2 of our look through Advent. And you know, last week we really started the journey by trying to awaken our longing for that universal shalom or peace with all of its kind of joy and hope that it is filled with. And so you know, in some ways, if last week was just filling our minds up with that which has been lost and will one day be redeemed, you know, this week we move in some ways in the opposite direction. The theme for this week is simply, how long, O Lord? You see, this week we let ourselves not only just see and feel all that's wrong in the world, but we wait in it. And we experience it. We kind of look at it head on to see all that is broken in our world as well as in our own lives. You know, for some of us, I think this can come naturally during the holiday seasons. I mean, the holidays have a way of kind of heightening our experience. You know, they can accentuate our losses and our struggles and our disappointments. I know for many people, as joyous as this time is for some, it is just as equally painful for others. I mean, maybe this is the year that's highlighting the first holiday season without a loved one. Maybe it's the uncertainty of future employment. Or maybe it's just, again, the reminder that life in 2020 has not gone as planned. And so for many of us, we're acutely aware of this. But what I love about Advent and the story of the scriptures is it doesn't try to skirt that. Built into the very rhythm of the calendar is a season to stare down that sense of loss and sit in it as we long and wait for the arrival of Jesus. And so, you know, in one sense, again, we look around the world and can be easily reminded of that this year. I mean, we see the greed, the division, the racism. I mean, so much of what we encounter today, we can consider that brokenness. You know, we in some ways we hear promises often of peace on earth and goodwill to all, but in reality, we're confronted with war and poverty and violence and corruption and diseases and I mean all that we experience. And really through all of that, we groan. And that's why this week we're looking at this theme of how long, O Lord? I mean, how long will life be like this? But even as we cry out, we remember that the evil in this world and in us in some ways merits God's judgment. I mean, his coming, his advent, brings a sort of justice to a broken world. It brings glory and a glory greater than our suffering. So this week, we lament that brokenness. We lament the darkness in the world. We cry out, along with so many of the prophets and others in Scripture, how long, O Lord? We lament the sin in us and in the world, but we don't do so with despair, but rather ours is a hopeful lament as we prepare for the very glory of God to be revealed. Because we know on this side of Jesus' incarnation that God is in fact on the move. So as we jump in and before we get to our scripture for today, I want to just spend a moment in the quiet. And so I invite you to just still your mind and maybe you just sit on that prayer as a breath prayer. How long, O Lord, for the next minute? Will you join me? Scripture reading for today comes from Habakkuk 1, verses 1 through 4. It says, the prophecy that Habakkuk the prophet received. How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous, so that justice is perverted. You know, it's to me so fascinating the way that, I mean, these are the opening words of Habakkuk. And there's really like no restraint from the prophet. I mean, we don't know a whole lot about Habakkuk, the man. We obviously have this text, but he begins with this. I mean, in some ways, indictment against God. I mean, he's looking around at the world and the state of the world, and he just brings sheer complaint to start. I mean, he opens with, "How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?" I mean, the complaint is directed squarely at God. You know, it's not hard to imagine that God, for Habakkuk, is silent in the midst of brokenness. I mean, he decries the violence, the injustice, the way in which it seems like God is tolerating wrongdoing. I mean, you can just envision the world around Habakkuk. And it is a world that's filled with brokenness and pain and hurt. You know, Habakkuk sees the trouble and he sees the sin everywhere, from, I think, you know, personal relationships that are breaking down to the very corruption at the highest levels of the court of law, right? Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. I mean, what Habakkuk attests to is this up and down brokenness of the world around him. It's hard to see that, you know, because Habakkuk, you know, he deals with these questions that come up, you know, really when someone really believes in God and yet looks around at the world, we can't help but in some ways, if we're honest with ourselves, ask these same questions. I mean, again, think of the pain and the hurt that this year has brought on us. I mean, COVID and the coronavirus and, you know, 250,000 people who have died. The brokenness, the fallout of the economy, the corruption up and down our political world, the injustice of a George Floyd, of a Breonna Taylor. I mean, the racism that continues to persist. I mean, all of these things remind us as we look around the world of the brokenness of individuals and systems and the fact that we just desperately need God. And so we echo the words of Habakkuk, "How long, O Lord?" Again, they just seem so poignant for our moment. I mean, all of us can sense that. All of us can feel that. And so what I want to do this morning, this evening, whenever it is you're listening to this, is I don't want to necessarily rationalize. I don't want to try to deal with his words. If you read the rest of Habakkuk, you can see that God is, in fact, there. The Lord will answer Habakkuk, but for now, in this Advent, we sit in the unknown and the waiting, and we just simply ask, "How long, O Lord, how long?" And we're not comfortable often with this, with sitting in the waiting, but that's what Advent is for. We will have a time to celebrate Christmas and Jesus' arrival, but for now, we wait. And we sit in that pain. We don't run from it, because God is sitting there with us. So I invite you to slow down. Maybe again, take a couple deep breaths and just center yourself, recognizing that God is with you and the Holy Spirit is present. And as you sit in this moment, I just want you to hear those words again of Habakkuk. "How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?" Spend a moment sitting in that. Just invite the Holy Spirit to highlight those pain points where you are crying for help and it seems like God is not listening. Maybe for you, it's individual things that you're experiencing. Maybe it's how long, Lord, must relationships be broken? Or how long, Lord, must I go with uncertainty about my next paycheck? How long, Lord, will this depression and anxiety that I experience sit heavy on me? Hold those before God and pray them to Him. He will listen. He will hear your raw, honest emotion. Maybe it's not the individual that the Holy Spirit highlighted, but it's the very way our world seems to be falling apart sometimes. So maybe for you, it's how long, Lord, must senseless violence rage? How long, Lord, will COVID continue to just destroy lives? How long will the persistence of racism hold? How long will we endure the corruption and injustice? How long, O Lord? Church, God hears our cries. He hears the pain. He hears our complaints. And He is patient and kind and good, even when it seems like we are longing to hear Him. So let me close with our prayer for today and this week. How long, O Lord, must we suffer under evil and darkness? Shine your light on me this day, that my life would point to your coming glory, by which the world will be healed and your people set free through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.